This is the Football Japan Minute Cast. It's Monday the 31st of May. I'm Ben Mabley. Marcus Tulio Tanaka scored for both sides as a greatly improved Japan slipped to an unfortunate 2-1 defeat in their latest World Cup warm-up match against Fabio Capello's England in Austria yesterday afternoon. 6 days after being booed off the pitch in Saitama after losing their final home friendly against rival South Korea, Takeshi Okada's side stunned their more celebrated opponents by racing into an early lead when Tanaka met Yasuhito Endo's corner with a low shot after just 6 minutes. Japan continued to hold their own for much of the game, surviving a scare when Eiji Kawashima stopped Frank Lampard's weekly hit penalty, and looked set to hang on for a famous victory until being denied in the cruelest of manners by 2 own goals in the final 18 minutes. Tanaka first headed across from England substitute Joe Cole past the helpless Kawashima, before defensive partner Yuji Nakazawa inadvertently deflected a ball from Ashley Cole into his own net with just 7 minutes remaining. The vast upturn in Japan's performance was the result of a much-hyped tactical switch, aided by the return of Tanaka and perversely the absence of star midfielder Shinsuke Nakamura with an ankle problem. With this being the only change in personnel from the 2-0 setback last Monday, Okada was able to move Yuki Abe forward into a purely defensive midfield remit, providing Endo and Makoto Hasebe with the freedom to link more efficiently with the three remaining attacking players. The suggestion that Okada might change from his usual 4-2-3-1 formation to what was effectively a 4-1-2-2-1 system had been derided as overly negative by sections of the domestic press, but having struggled to hold onto the ball against South Korea's heavy pressing, Japan were now suddenly able to keep an admittedly below par England side at bay with relative ease. Their lead might even have been increased when Keisuke Honda and substitute Takayuki Morimoto were both denied by fine saves from Joe Hart, before Capello's half-time changes helped swing the tide England's way as the second period progressed. Okada was bullish after the match, insisting that his side would need to show more intent in front of goal when they faced the Ivory Coast and Sion in Switzerland on Friday, but the enthusiastic crowd of Japanese fans that had gathered in Graz would have been happy that for once, the manager had had little to apologise for. In the Yamazaki Nabisco Cup, J1 strugglers Kyoto Sanga and Jubilo Iwata won both of their respective matches this week to move to the top of their group tables, as Urawa Reds suffered consecutive home losses against Montedeo Yamagata and Shimizu S-Pulse in Group B. As ever, a full list of results can be found at minutecast.footballjapan.jp, and I'll be back with another roundup of news at the same time next week. Bye for now.